Chapter 8, The Third Mandate. Again, he spoke to me.
Love truth, and let nothing but truth proceed from your mouth, in order that the spirit which God has settled in this flesh of yours may be found to be truthful in the sight of all men. Thus, the Lord who dwells in you will be glorified, since the Lord is truthful in every word and there is no falsehood in him. This is why liars disavow the Lord and defraud him, since they do not return the deposit which they have received. For they received a spirit in which there is no falsehood. If they return a spirit of falsehood, they have polluted the commandment and committed fraud.
On hearing this, I wept copiously. At the sight of my tears, he said,
"Why do you weep?"
And I said,
"Because, sir, I do not know whether it is possible for me to be saved."
"Why?"
he said. And I said,
"Because, sir, I have never spoken a true word in my life. And at all times I have lived like a villain among all men, and have dressed up my lie as the truth in the eyes of all. At no time have I been contradicted by anyone, but they have put faith in my word. Sir,
I said,
how can I live after having done this?"
"Your thinking is indeed noble and true,"
he said,
"for it is your duty as the servant of God to walk in truth and not allow an evil conscience to dwell in the company of the Spirit of truth. Neither should you grieve the Holy and True Spirit."
I said, "Sir, never before have I understood these commands so clearly."
"Now you hear them,"
he said.
"Keep them so even the lies formerly uttered in your business transactions may become credible, now that your present statements have been found true. It truly is possible for these business lies to become credible. For if you keep watch over what you say and speak nothing but the truth from now on, you can obtain life for yourself. And anyone who hears this commandment and abstains from that most pernicious habit, lying, will live to God."